Probably should have asked this earlier. But where did you go to school before Skyline? Like maybe elementary school, middle school, just trying to see the roots of like where you started from.
Right, well, I mean, it's not, I'm not too old, I'm only 20, so you know, it's not too much of a story to be telling. Well, I guess if we're starting straight from, say, kindergarten, because why not? I had went to school exclude all my life in Pacifica. So for kindergarten, I went to Alma Heights Christian Academy, and I think it was because like the principal was related to a family friend of ours, so you know they recommended me there, and that was fun. Just typical kindergarten experience: snack time, nap time. But you know, of course, with the more with Bible, but of course we learned, you know, Bible stories and everything like that, and then my parents wanted me to be around like more different types of kids and just around more kids. So I then went to public school at Odstad Elementary, which is actually now closed. But that was a whole lot of fun too. It was right around the corner from my house too, so as soon as they felt like I could handle it, I could start walking to school. That happened in like fourth grade. But you know, I feel like I had a pretty typical elementary school experience, you know, making friends, kind of sticking to one little clique, playing kickball, usually getting picked like second to last, but that's neither here nor there.
Okay, I know how you feel about that.
You know, the occasional getting flack from the guys because you were spending too much time hanging out with a girl during recess.
That's elementary school for you.
Yeah, some kids are pretty nasty. And then, well, the thing that was interesting though was Odstad was situated in the heart of like a very homogeneous area of Pacifica, ethnically speaking. I could probably count using only both of my hands, maybe even excluding the thumbs, the number of Filipino kids in the school. I was primarily surrounded by Caucasian students. So when I went to middle school at Ingrid B. Lacey Middle School, which was only maybe 2 years old by the time I'd gone there, it was an amalgam of the two existing middle schools in Pacifica, Ortega and Pacific Heights. They merged, you know, the faculty and the student body from those two schools to make one big middle school. It was really jarring for me to just be around so many ethnically diverse kids. I mean, yeah, there's most of the kids that I had gone to elementary school with, but then thrown into the mix were kids I never met before. We had Samoan kids, Hispanic kids, Filipino kids, like an assortment of Asian kids, Middle Eastern, what have you. So that in itself for the first few weeks of sixth grade was just crazy. I'm like, I go to school with other kids that look like me? Yeah, I dialed in on that a lot, you know, that was a big deal to me. But that was fun too, but a lot of things changed in middle school. My height and my voice, of course, and you know, all the other developments that come with that. Started to notice girls more, went to dances, lost friends, made new ones, and just, you know, tried to have as much fun as I could. And you know, had went through all that crazy puberty stuff, being angry for no reason and whatnot, and then I went to high school at Oceana High, or actually I went to Terra Nova for 1 year. And I got my dad transferred me out because my grades were too long, or I mean, were too bad. And then I ended up transferring to Oceana High School, and graduated from there in May of 2010.
Okay, so you said that your grades weren't looking so great in high school, so I'm just curious, how were your grades then compared to how they are now?
My freshman year, it was like a 2.6 or something, and that was terrible in my dad's eyes, but what are you gonna do? So when he transferred me to Oceana, a lot of the distractions were removed, and I started doing better almost immediately. I was still struggling in math, but that's always been like a sore spot for me. But, you know, A's and B's, kind of 3.7, 3.8-ish.
Did your study habits change?
I think since I've gotten into college, I've been a lot more responsible for myself because I know there's not going to be any notes sent home to my parents, or the teacher's not going to pull me aside and, you know, tell me, ask me what's wrong. So I figured since it's my education's like all on me, so I really have to be more self-sufficient with studying, and I find out that I do that. I kind of consider myself a workaholic, but, you know, that's just how it goes.
How many units are you actually taking this semester?
12. Four classes, 12 units, two of which I'm using to satisfy my last requirements, and the remaining two are just electives.
Are you in any extracurricular activities this semester?
I have no time for those. I'm sorry. I'm either at school doing my classes, at work, or babysitting my little sister. So I'm very busy.